VO Radio for the voiceover community.
Call in and ask a contributor a question.
Here on VO Radio, the live shows every Monday and Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Whether a beginner or veteran voice talent,
there's something for everyone.
VO Radio, it's here for you.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk VO here on VO Radio. I want to remind everybody of ways you can reach out to us. Don't forget to use the Ask a Question button located on the radio player window. And you can now record a question and send that through audibly. So use either one of those two ways to communicate with us. We do check the email throughout the show. And then we have our lightning round every Wednesday here live where we answer about five or six, if not seven, topics that you, the listener, write in and ask. So don't be hesitant to send in a ask a question or record a question. We want to thank again our guest of What's Your Story Today, Galena White. If you missed it, make sure to go back and listen to it on demand. And just FYI, now we have shows Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 4 days a week at 5 p.m. Monday and Wednesday are live shows at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and then the encore of the Monday show is Tuesday, and the encore of the Wednesday show is Thursday at 5 p.m. So you can listen to the show 4 days a week, an encore on Tuesday and Thursday, and the live show Monday and Wednesday. So I'm going to hand things off here in just a second, and we're going to go ahead and do today's audition underground. So hang on, that's up next here.
Every voiceover talent, from beginners to intermediate to veterans, want to have feedback on their audition. This can be a very costly endeavor. VO Radio has just the solution with our Audition Underground. Here's another voiceover talent brave enough to enter the Audition Underground zone on VO Radio.
Okay, and the key was, he said, brave enough. So here's Kathy Verduin with the Audition Underground. Kathy, who do we have up in the hot plate today?
Okay, we are going to roll into the Audition Underground with Frank Bennett. He is doing the 7-Eleven commercial, but I first wanted to tell everybody how they can get into this position. And we welcome talent of all levels to come read a featured audition. Then you submit it to us, actually, for our review. And then, of course, you want to listen every Monday to Let's Talk VO Live. And the panelists will select randomly one talent audition and will offer constructive feedback live on the air. And I was also told recently that there are new scripts in there, so you want to check it out. So right now, we're going to listen to Frank Bennett doing the 7-Eleven commercial.
So it's 2 a.m. and you're starving. Nothing in the fridge and nothing in the cupboards. You don't even have dog biscuits hanging around. You think about cooking, but then you remember the 3-alarm fire you started last time you tried using the stove. Well, check out 7-Eleven. There's got to be one right near you. They have everything from burgers to tacos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 7-Eleven. Think of it as your own personal walk-in kitchen.
Pretty awesome to me. What do you think, Kathy? Want to give that first stab?
I really liked it. I thought his tempos and exactly what Elaine Clark was talking about, he had a good hold on expression and speed where he needed it, slowing down the tempo where he needed it. I enjoyed it very much.
Awesome. Elaine, what's your thoughts, Elaine?
I was very impressed. I thought it was extremely real. It wasn't pushed at all, and it was friendly and showed his personality and that he really believed in the product, which is the real reason why we're saying commercials. So, and it just, the tempo of it was just perfect, and it was just so confident. So I'm pretty much blown away. Great job.
Good job, Lane Clark. Thank you. Don Harvey, what's your thoughts?
Well, I love his voice. I think he's got a beautiful, smooth voice. But for me, I found it too one note, sort of. I just saw more places he could go with how the things he was saying and how he was feeling about them. Like, nothing in the fridge, nothing in the cupboards. Don't even have dog biscuits. I could see him going way more pathetic, pathos sort of thing. And then he thinks back on the fire, like maybe now he's embarrassed about that whole experience. I just saw sort of more subtext that he could mine to bring more life to the piece.
And that's an interesting.
I'm alone.
No, you're not. It's a matter of whether it's for TV or radio.
That's right.
Sure.
What I heard was a TV read.
Absolutely.
One with more emotions and the other stuff would draw focus to the actor more. And I thought it drew focus to the product.
You're absolutely right. And I saw it as a radio commercial.
Mm-hmm. And I saw
so
it as TV.
So that's a great point. And we don't have on our website which audience they should be.
That's right. What genre.
So maybe that's something we should add.
You know, that's really good point.
Because it does make a difference.
It definitely does. And that's a great point. Both of those are for you to think about, Frank. And for listeners out there, even on demand listening to this, less is more sometimes. And the reality is it depends upon the actual media or the platform. In broadcast, in radio, you're fighting with entire environment. You're fighting with the windows, the noise, the car, the kids screaming, the clutter going on.
It's like audiobook narration.
Right? It's exactly right. You're fighting with an environment where you're competing with basically all the ambience, the outside noise, the cheering of the crowd, the people who are sitting listening on their earbuds at an event, whatever's going on. You don't have to have a captive consumer unless they're uptight with a car driving on the highway, listening with the windows up, listening by air. And like Elaine said, if you're working with a consumer who is in their living room and you don't have to compete with anything other than a few things going on in that living room, like if it's a Super Bowl Sunday or something, that's a different story. But you have a captive consumer that's typically right there looking at the TV. So you don't have to deliver as much of an aggressive sell, if you will. So absolutely, you're right, Dawn. I should probably have us go in there real quick. Well, we're going to be changing them next week to new scripts anyways. But I think you're right. I think we make sure that we put in parentheses radio commercial, TV commercial,
and you might
cartoon.
Also make a difference between, yes, but also make a difference if it's going to be for a streaming service versus, you know, a traditional radio station, because then they have more of a soundscape of how they do that,
right.
They don't want to make it as radio-ish. It's somewhere in between TV and traditional radio.
Right.
Yeah. And I guess for inexperienced narrators or voiceovers out there, the reason we make the difference is that if they have video as well as audio,
visual.
Our role is
That's
to
right.
support the visual,
That's right.
not to overtake it, just to be behind it more or less. But if it's radio, all they got is us.
Exactly
and,
right.
And so it's way more important that we bring the pictures
Absolutely.
To their brain.
Well said.
They ain't doing it.
Well said. And you guys probably know, I teach, and I'm sure you do, my students and other peers, I'm reinventing, helping them fresh. I could give them that exact insight into, are you the leading actor or the supporting actor? What are you doing? Are you supporting the cast? You know, back in the day when I was in the music business, I can't tell you how vital my roadies were. My keyboard tech, the guys that went out and set up my rig and got everything put together, and all I had to walk out and sound check and do my thing, I could rely upon them like they were my best friend. They make me sound great. They make me look great. If that guy had no clue what he was doing, I walk out, my prompts and my banks would all be messed up. My keys would be connected wrong and my rig would be all a mess. And I was in trouble. I spent half sound check then redoing my rig. So that is a supporting role, like the Jackson Browne sings throughout the roadie, the loadout. It's all about that supporting actor role. So you're absolutely right. And this is more for Frank, if you know, or anybody out there listening, you absolutely are right that it depends upon what your job is. In radio, we're audible. So all we have is just the audio. So we have to take front. In visual situations, we have that ability to be the supporting actor. So that's why narration and stuff is really important to be a good narrator, but don't try to upstage the story and what's going on. So really cool points. Frank, I hope that helped you out. I want to go real quickly, since Galena stuck around a little bit, let's go ahead and let her give us a little feedback from a strictly a talent perspective instead of a coach or panelist or whatever. What's your thought about Frank's audition, Galena?
Galena is meant for TV because her face is just too good.
Well, thank you, Dawn. I appreciate that. Actually, I thought that was such a great read. Very, very just regular talking. We've got this keyword, buzzword flying around right now, but it really did sound like that, that he was just somebody that I was just talking to. Hey, tell me about this. And his voice, like you said, Dawn, is really just, it was great.
Just conversational.
I really enjoyed that read. Yeah, that conversational read.
Awesome.
I was trying not to say that C word.
I know, that's the hot word everybody doesn't want to hear, but that's what everybody's selling it as out there. Conversational.
Conversational, yep. The other conversational. C word.
The other four-letter word.
Really for me. But you guys do make an excellent point about, you know, the differences between, you know, on TV and on radio.
Yeah, I'm glad Elaine brought that up for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and wrap it up. There you go, Frank. A little bit longer of a Audition Underground this time around, but a lot of goodness, a lot of golden nuggets in there for you, Frank, and anybody listening to this. Make sure to check it out. These are on demand. Aside from being in the show, we do create these as excerpts, and we do feature on the Audition Underground page. So you can go to that page and hear all the prior Audition Undergrounds as well as this one edited out as an excerpt for you to take a listen to right at voradioonline.com. So.